Right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Here we are. Kind of a last-minute thing, really. We weren't really anticipating doing a Psychic Love Doctor show. What is today? Wednesday. Wednesday, yeah.
You know, day that is.
But what? Yes, it's going to be alternate Wednesday. And ever so slightly over the next weeks, you're going to notice a few minor changes developing. Itty bitty ones. Probably won't even notice unless you attend all the time. Today has actually been quite a day of discernment for me. And I realized we need to have these days. There are going to be things when you learn this method from me that we're going to call bridges. Bridges, yeah. And it's not about burning bridges. It's actually about taking bridges. And it's... Why am I not here?
I had to redo that, too.
Oh, okay.
My Facebook. We're good. You're good. You can turn it back up.
Okay. So what I'm saying is when you confront a bridge... that maybe is going to be, I'm trying to think of how to put this. Somebody out there that maybe, I'm trying not to be so vague, but I don't want to actually identify anybody. But every now and again, somebody's going to come along that's going to present you with a bridge, and that bridge is going to take you, like, I don't want to call it troubled water because I don't know that it is.
Oh, a little Simon and Garfunkel.
It's going to take you to the other side, that's for sure. Be something just really little, but you're going to think, oh, my God, this is a bridge that has a troll under it. You remember that? Remember when we all learned that? What was that, a fable? Or was it just a troll under a bridge? He wanted, what did he have to do? You had to pay a toll to the troll.
You wanted ass, gas, or grass.
You wanted what?
Ass, gas, or grass.
All right, well, we'll go with that.
Anyway,
that's going to trigger you. That's going to get you into an area of discernment where you're going to say to yourself, oh, my God, the veil has lifted, and I'm starting to see some stuff I didn't expect was there. Because I'm so nice all the time. Or you're busy kissing ass all the time. Okay? People ask of you and you say, sure, I've got nothing better to do. So I'm going to do everything you ask me at the expense of what I need to do for me. And that is a really big bridge. So give that troll ass, gas, or grass. Huh? Give it up. Right?
That was an old slogan people used to do back in like 70s and 80s. Ask, gas, or grass. Nobody rides for free.
I think when my late husband was actually a pretty big drug dealer up in Pennsylvania, I really think that was his motto. Yeah, the Brothers Grimm. There you go. There you go. And today that's been my day. I'll tell you, and I made a big mistake. A very lovely, I'm assuming, very lovely young lady tried to be my...
You're assuming.
Yeah, I'm assuming. She could be fake as...
Could be what you originally thought.
Have you noticed... And I'm going to make this short because I know I'm all over the place today.
You are all over the place.
But that's okay.
Slippery
y'all
roads.
Love me. You're going to follow.
I don't have to follow you off a cliff.
I made a terrible mistake and treated her as if she were just another one of those people that's, hi, how are you? How's your day going? I find them to be soliciting me because they're going to sell me something. Any of you get that? So anyway, I said to her, not interested, kind of basically like, go away. You go now. Wasn't that what you say?
Mm-hmm.
You go now.
Yeah. You go now. You've been here for 4 hours.
Off you go. And then I looked at her page, which I should have done sooner. She looks like a really nice person.
Yeah, you probably should have done that sooner. Well, you did do it, you said, because there was not many friends, you said.
So, but by then she had blocked me on Messenger.
Yeah, I guess it was not meant to be. It was fate. It was fate.
So from there, I was off and running. And
fate led you down
guy,
that path, Deb. Fate led you down that
and
path.
You know, we have a guy who visits us, and he loves to...
I don't think you should really go down that road if you're trying to be anonymous here.
Okay.
Right?
Well, if he shows up, you'll know what I'm talking about.
I know nothing. Talk about your damn
card. But
I'll
tell you what. If you come in my show and you want to try and praise some newfangled way or thing that you're working on that is supposedly to get people to believe something along the lines of mental illness isn't real.
Come on.
Well, then, you know what? We're going to have to say, off you go, because I'm not buying that crap. I've lost 5 people to suicide.
Then say who it is, then, now, since you said that.
Well, they know who it is.
Well, that's what you said. You were going to try to make it anonymous, but you didn't try. You did not try at all. You made 0 attempt.
Oh, Catherine found that comedian you like.
Yeah.
John Panette.
Well, everybody's heard
you
that.
Go now.
Every single person that likes comedy has heard that routine. What is that, like 30 years old at least?
Yeah.
Maybe only 20. No, it's probably 30.
But I want everybody to know the one thing is that it turns out on the other side of that bridge tends to be a launching pad or like a helipad. You're going to get in a helicopter, and that anger is going to be your fuel. That insight, that clarity, and it's going to go and take you off into places where you are really going to use discernment in your life, you know. So anyway, there it is.
What's that you have in your hands, Deb?
I've got cards, and I have a colic.
Don't worry about that. You should talk about what you have in your hands.
You know, there may be some times I'm going to come on here and just want to talk with all of you, answer questions relating to the method or, you know, to life and stuff like that. This is supposed to be like a variety show. Yeah. Hi, Laura. Glad to have you with us. Hi. All right. Who you got on the phone?
You haven't said a damn thing about your cards.
Everybody here knows that I use
ordinary playing because there couldn't
cards.
Be any new people of those 6 that are there. Nobody could be new, right?
I don't think so.
2 have spoken. So there's 4 people who haven't said a boo.
Well.
Or 3, because you're there.
I guess the ones that stay outside the store or the shop, the library, whatever you want to call it. You know, they get what they get.
See, look at mine. My shit's not happy today.
Why? You're freezing all the time?
My video is. But I'm just going to let it freeze. I don't need to watch this.
So, yeah, ordinary playing cards, not tarot, not Oracle, not any of the other systems that are out there.
Everybody else says their live video is fine, they said.
Okay.
Yours is fine.
I'm fine.
So this is just being a poo-poo caca. You check more, am I connected on the internet? I am connected to where I'm supposed to be. Then let it go. All right. Let's get down to business. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get a free reading. When you call in, you'll get a message saying, hey, you can listen to the show while you wait. True statement. And as some of you found out, silence isn't good because I'm sure it had to have gone to silence. Or maybe the music kept playing the whole time and when the show never started on time.
Yeah.
Then I killed it. Then I'm sure you got silence. You got disconnected. But you called back. And that's the moral of the story. If something doesn't go right, call back. And the 2 folks here that are here right now are the 2 folks that had to get disconnected and we had to kill the show and they called back. They know the deal.
All right.
Facebookers, it's alternate Wednesday, so we're going to turn to you on a semi-regular basis, not just a never. We're going to take a phone first, but then we're going right to you and then back and forth. But, don't get trigger happy. Don't do that messenger call until we officially announce it and we're ready. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't try to be the first. I mean, it's good to be first, but don't try to jump the gun. We're going to, most of the time on alternate Wednesdays lately, the Facebookers run out. Facebookers run out. We only get a couple. So I think that you won't have to get too freaky. Freaky Friday. All right. Also a reminder, if you're international, please let us know and we'll give you live international shout outs as you show up. Like we have Rachel on the other side of the world in Australia. We have Laura up north of us in Canada. And so far, those are the only international folks. And my video started back. And the international folks that have made themselves. And I rebooted my stuff, but I rebooted it early this morning. Not that that should matter with the thing shut, nobody playing with it, but maybe I need to do a reboot again. It is what it is, right?
And you got a Virgil here, too.
Oh, there he is. International shout out. They tied, so they're going. They advanced on. Virgil, remember, Jim doesn't give very little shits about women's sports. I think I told you that already. Don't care. I don't care if they get smoked like a chicken or if they just stomp everybody's ass 10-0. It's not going to matter to me.
How sexist of
you. It just isn't the real thing. It's just not the deal. It's not the big dog. I mean, they do a great job. I mean, they've won. They're a prestigious team. But, you know, all good runs come to an end. They're probably due to freaking drop out and get beat. It is what it is.
You got all those bouncing Bettys out there. You don't care.
And you know what? You know what else I don't care about?
What?
Football / soccer. They fucking run around the field the size of goddamn Earth itself. And half the time the scores are 1-0, 0-0, 1-0, 0-0. Good damn God.
Not
enough. Let's see some action here. All right? Let's see some scoring. That's why I like when some of those smaller leagues and the indoor leagues, they shrink. When you shrink that shit down, you actually get to see some damn action. Right? Somebody gets a shot on goal. It's like, holy goat crap, somebody actually put a shot on goal, dear God almighty. You know, it gets really freaking boring, man. And then they can't even touch each other because people got to roll around on the ground like they got hit by a fucking machete if they bump into each other. At least some sports that are low scoring, like a lot of hockey games are, ice hockey games, at least they beat the snot out of each other. There's some form of entertainment besides the scoring. You ought to see these World Cuppers.
Right.
No, this is a true statement. And if everybody lies, they're denying these World Cuppers. They try to fake every time there's contact. They roll around on the ground. They hold their knees. They're crying like actual babies. And all of a sudden, well, they pop back up and they're playing. You know what? I think if you roll around on the ground bad enough where they stop play, your ass should have to sit somewhere for 30 fucking minutes. Not then see how many people keep doing that crap.
Okay, I guess that's our soapbox.
Yeah, he brought it up, and I wanted to tell him what I think about. I respect it. It's a very athletic sport. Those guys run around. Like I said, on a field the size of Earth. You got a good skill set, but it just doesn't trip my trigger.
I want to see you out on the field with some of them women. Some of them women, they're going to just not.
I'm not a hockey player. You know what?
You're not a what?
First of all, I'm 58 years old. Okay, but back in when I was 20-some years old, I would have gone on the field with women and played football with them and smoked them like chickens.
And do they play hockey over there?
They play ice hockey. It's not their forte.
Yeah.
I mean, they do it. I mean, it's not their thing. It's not what their passion. Their passion is football, that kind of football. And and golf. Golf is pretty big. I mean, that's where it was invented. I guess the Scots way back in the day invented that. And I think rugby and cricket are pretty big. I don't know if it is to him, but I mean, that's a lot of stuff, you know, and probably other stuff too, but I'm just saying. So, here we go. Let's see. Let me add it to my list there. You go to 703, which is in Commonwealth, Virginia. 703, welcome to the show. Caller number one, thank you for calling back.
Hello there.
You're welcome. It's Andrea.
Andrea.
I should have called you yesterday, but I guess you didn't have a show yesterday.
No, we didn't. We did not have a show yesterday.
That's okay.
Anyway, what brings you to today's show?
I had an awesome interview yesterday, and as I was kind of on the way leaving, she goes, you have great energy. So I'm not – so whatever you pick up, do you think opportunity from that job or the one I had last week?
Okay, we'll see what we can see.
See what we can see. Is that why the bear went over the mountain, wasn't it? the little kids thing?
Maybe.
I don't know that one.
Okay.
Well, maybe Andrea does.
Well, she said maybe. She said maybe.
Well, maybe it's the the trolls underneath the bridge who make you pay money to cross over the other side.
Yep, and I remember in the legend of Excalibur and King Arthur and all that, that's how they met Lancelot. He would not let them pass unless somebody could beat him.
Yep,
he was a champion. And then Arthur beat him, and he said, "Oh, I shall, you are my king," and shit like that.
Well,
they even asked me how much money I would be asked, what I would need, and they asked about benefits, and when could I start. I was like, wow.
It sounds very promising for you. Let's see. One of these times, it's,
one
you
of
know,
these
it's got to be a winner for you.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Even like the worst, baseball, even the worst hitter in American baseball, they do get hits. Because you know why? Because they get up there and they keep freaking swinging. They don't give up.
They keep practicing. They keep doing it.
You don't
That's
give
right.
up. Don't give up, and she's not.
Well, I want to say yes, that this could, you know, the thing is, Dort, you have so many here. Sometimes it's like the energy gets completely crossed. And I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, yes, I think this could be a goal for you from yesterday. Okay, there is something in your your interviews that somehow goes wrong for you, and it keeps always pointing to this, and it makes me question: are they completely asking you legal questions? Because sometimes they don't, and if you know they
don't. Pretty savvy nowadays. Everybody's had the crap suit out of them and stuff. But yeah, I got you. You're right.
What questions do you keep asking me?
But they can't ask you, not supposed to ask you things like too much about your family, you know, marital status and
No, they don't ask those questions. I don't get those questions.
That's good then. She was just saying, if you ever do, slam them.
I don't answer.
Do you talk to them about, say, working hours that you would accept? Or something along those lines.
Nothing wrong with that.
I don't know. There's something that goes wrong.
That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
You see something that a common theme that is.
Yes.
And it's something. Okay, so there's something that you can't put your finger on it. That is, a lot of these are like running or putting her resume under in the middle of the stack or not at the top. After the interview.
Yeah, this place from yesterday, they do a lot of research into people. What kind of place is that, Andrea?
They actually will make modified cars for people with disabilities, like, you know, quadriplegic, paraplegic, people with like dwarfism. They will modify vehicles and for people with disabilities. Usually, most of them are vets, but people who are not vets.
Well, it's hard to say.
Okay.
Hopefully it's not something age or...
Well, that would be discrimination.
Yeah, I know.
But they can discriminate if they don't get caught, right? They can do an interview with you and not say anything negative, but in their minds they could say, that person's too old, and you wouldn't know it. I'm just saying, that could happen to any of us. You know, they could say, I don't like Asian people, but if they don't bring it up, you're really hard to nail them.
Do these applications still include your date of birth? I don't know.
No, they don't. No, they don't ask those.
It is really stumping me.
Well.
Because it's like these same cards come up where you should be the stellar candidate, and then boom, something happens. So, So,
people always start out like, tell me about yourself, or tell me a little about yourself, and like, what would you like to know? And maybe sometimes I tell them too much. You know, I've lived here for 26 years. You know, blah blah blah. My kids are here. I mean, I don't know. I don't really divulge too much.
Right, and that's good. You shouldn't have to tell them too much about yourself personally.
Yeah, do they maybe want her to stick strictly to telling about herself?
I don't know. You know, I mean, you could just say,
and her,
tell me about yourself. Like I say, all right, you could just go basically over, talk about your work history a little more in depth and not even talk about yourself personally.
Yeah.
Just say, you know,
yeah, but I tell them, unfortunately, I got laid off when the mortgage rates went up, and then I got a contract job, which was, you know, ended when the girl was on maternity leave, and now I have a temporary position until I find something permanent. I mean, that's really it.
I'm thinking it isn't you. It's something on their end. And I do a lot of reading, like Forbes and you know, Business Week and the New York Times and stuff online, and they say that there is something crazy going on with employers remaining understaffed, and yet some of them are getting the very best, possible candidates. So what are they looking for? The Messiah? I don't know.
Well, everybody's looking for
I don't know.
Everybody is looking for the perfect candidate, and, you know, it is what it is. And that's what employers should do that. You know, you should look for the perfect person and aim high. If you get it, then lottery, and if you don't, you still got somebody that's great, you know.
Yeah. Well, I guess you have to just keep trying.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
I'm not seeing a complete victory here.
Not yet.
No.
Right, but she's not a quitter, so.
It's been like 4 months I've been trying.
Well, hey, you know what? You're getting the most experience ever when it comes to, like, interviews.
No kidding.
Is it a dry area economically? I mean,
I don't think so.
703 is pretty bustling.
Yeah.
703 is a pretty big area. It's, you know, that's Northern Virginia, border, right on the D.C. area. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff. A lot of humans, a lot of people coming and going, living out of town, working there. A lot of stuff.
Let's see what Jim gets for you.
Yes, let us do that. And here's the harps.
Okay.
And tonight is the Healing Angel cards, okay? And this subject is wisdom. Everything has a place and purpose. To be wise is to have great love, tolerance, and compassion for all things. Not all these cards relate to exactly what your question was. Since it's a single angel card, could be something else going on in your life that you don't even want to talk to us about or you haven't even thought about. So there you go.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being
Sorry, Andrea.
Yep.
Thank you. It was still a good interview when she said I had great energy. So I'll keep you posted.
And let's hope things turn around.
And if you feel good coming out of an interview, even if you don't get a call back, this doesn't mean it failed.
No.
Doesn't mean you failed. Don't never look at that as a failure.
I wonder what kind of other candidates you're up against.
And they might be kind of hiding their You don't know what they want.
You don't know.
It can be very, very deceptive and saying, you know what? If we tell people we want to lie about it, so we're not even going to tell them. And then you don't know.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Let's try that next time as one of your two questions. What are these employers looking for? Let's see if we can sort of, you know, flesh that out for you.
Okay.
All right. So get up there, girl, and keep on keeping on.
Yeah, and we appreciate you calling back after we had the start problem.
Not a problem. You're welcome.
And she was first both times. She was the first caller both
times.
Bye-bye. Good luck.
Yeah, you were. She was the first when the show was supposed to start, and she was the first when we made a new show.
Thank you for her to keep calling and sharing this with us. And also, I want to say hi to Joanne, who's in Vegas. Speaking of Vegas, how's that for a little segue there? I stayed up really late last night watching a Nick Nolte movie with Elizabeth
Shue. Nick Nolte or Nicolas Cage?
Nicolas Cage.
I just wanted to make sure. It doesn't matter. It's not that big of a deal.
No.
Because I didn't know if maybe you told me the wrong
name
the first time.
Leaving Las Vegas. Has anybody watched this?
No.
That's going to be a couple hours. I can never get back.
Yeah, I think I heard of it. But you said it was early in his career, right?
They looked very young. And she was this, like, very, it's a dark romantic comedy.
Like a lot of actors and actresses, some of their early movies are not like winners. They were just getting bits and getting known and
She got naked in it and stuff. So
I'm just saying, as far as him though.
Yeah, I've never really thought he was that fine of an actor.
No, but they fit him in the really parts. I loved him as the dumbass in Raising Arizona. One of my favorite movies that never won an award. I love that movie. Hilarious.
Oh, so Rachel, you like that movie. Yeah, it was made in 95.
Might be one of those some movies you have to see twice. I never liked Forrest Gump the first time, and I never liked Napoleon Dynamite the first time. So some movies I watched the second time, for some reason it took twice to really hit me and hit my funny bone.
Rachel, he has a fine body. That's one thing. And I've heard through, you know, I call them scandal sheets here, but they're like Daily Mail and that kind of thing. They are gossip mags. And they've said many women have come forward and said, let's just say he's got quite a package. And so does, who's that old guy?
Who's that old guy? Of course you guys don't know exactly who she's talking about.
I was going to finish. Who is that old guy that was in, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Jack Nicklaus?
Yes. Nicholson.
Nicholson. Jack Nicklaus is the golfer. Yeah. The old Hall of Fame golfer. Yeah, no, Jack Nicholson, yeah. All right. Here we go. I am doing it. I'm going to type it first. Kaboom.
I never finished saying he's renowned in the package area.
Well,
also.
You already said so is, so you didn't need to finish it. You said so is Jack Nicklaus.
So you are going to be my critic tonight, eh?
I'm not being a critic. I'm saying you didn't need to finish it because you already told them. You were talking about men's penises, and you said so is this guy.
I think it encompasses the whole package, Jim. I don't think you can just separate. Oh, you told her to call?
I said Facebook call. Because remember, alternate
Wednesday.
All right, Wednesday.
Here we go. Well, hello, my darling Joanne. Hello. Where are you? Here. Hi. Hi.
She might have went audio only, Deb.
I made it to Vegas in one piece after like a 12-hour journey.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a long way.
No delayed flight?
No, and I had a little bit of luck. They were supposed to charge me for a bag, the check, and they didn't. And they also,
bucks.
Because they had so much luggage on the plane, they also, when I got a bit further along the journey, some airport in Edmonton, they offered to check my pool cue bag for free as well, which was a nuisance to carry. So, and it all showed up, so that was great.
They do that sometimes for carry-on.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm calling because I'm wondering what the cards show. Deshaun did pick me up at the airport, and I noticed that he was a little bit standoffish, a little bit guarded, didn't quite know what to take of it. I was like, oh my God, so good to see you. He was very delayed on the responding back to that, like a couple of hours later, and helped me bring water into the hotel room. It was like, I have to work in the morning, but I don't have my uniform. And I didn't hear from him at all yesterday. And this morning, I was like, I sent him a message like for my own humanity because I kind of wanted to know
sure.
where to is. So I said, hey, what are your plans today? I was trying to be very cool and casual. I said, would you like to meet up? He was at work. He messaged me back, told me that work was a bit crazy. There was someone who died on a motorcycle, hit one of their employees, and blah, blah, blah. So he said he was hoping to meet me today. And I said, okay, well, I'll only have a Wi-Fi connection, so I'll stay put until you notify me. Otherwise, I may just take a shuttle down to Fremont Street. And he said, sounds good, I'll let you know, kind of thing. So I'm just wondering, are we going to be able to regroup and rekindle our romance, or is it just going to fade away?
Well, he needs to step up. I mean, this is a guy that was going to see you last April,
yeah.
And your plans fell through because of family needs with your mother having surgery and all of that. And you know what I think? Oh, this is going to really frost your cookies, okay? Or is it burn your cookies and frost? It frosts something. I don't remember. Anyway.
I've just heard the burn cookies.
Burn your cookies.
That one I've heard.
Yeah, frost your.
Because that's a negative thing. You don't want to burn cookies. But if you're frosting a cake, that's a positive thing.
Well, this is not positive.
Right.
he thinks that you lied to him.
Oh,
about another guy. He is really insecure. Are you aware of that?
Yes, but there's absolutely no other guy.
Well,
like, I don't know where he,
you can't control what he believes.
You can't control it. Exactly right. Now, all you can do is, while you're there, keep putting out an invitation. That's what people that travel to distant places do.
Put on
if
an
you know
invitation.
Somebody there. Keep saying, hey, what's your schedule like today? I have some free time. When is the tournament?
It starts tomorrow. I'll get the schedule tonight. I don't know if they're playing tomorrow or not, or the next day. It depends on the rotation, but I'm going to download the schedule because my team hasn't even arrived yet, so I have to check this.
Yeah.
But, he was normal on the phone with me. He was laughing and joking with me. It sounded like his old self. And I said, well, if you, if you can come at all, I said, you have an open invitation. And I said, I just give me a heads up. So I might take some clothes of the way. And he said, nope. He said, give me an invitation. I'm just walking right in. So it's like, thank God for myself. But maybe we can get back on track here.
Well, and you may at some point here have to be direct,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just say, WTF, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you want to see me or not? There's somebody else in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. But when you do get direct with people, often what do? They go poof. Because I guess it's too scary to tell
mm-hmm.
somebody the truth. And then I guess, you know, and that's sad. But
mm-hmm.
at least then you know not to bark up that tree anymore. And I see here in the cards, Keith just can't believe that you are really available without cheating on somebody else. Now, you know, I'm no shrink or an expert here.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like in your history, if you have suffered a lot of trauma, you're going to have these worries. If other women have cheated on him, what's the first thing he's going to think? Well, she's just going to follow suit now, isn't she? You know?
That's so not me. I'm loyal to both.
And unfortunately, you're bearing the brunt of the others with a bad reputation. And I think a lot of that, from what I see here, has actually contributed to his insecurity. The man's got a beautiful, sensitive heart. And
he does.
Sure.
He does. That's why I haven't, crossed him off yet. And I think once he gets in front of me, he'll breathe a breath of fresh air, relaxes for a little bit and let me into
it. Sure. Unfortunately, my feeling is, my perception, he is building a moat around his heart, and he's stocking it with piranhas or sharks or something, man-eating something. And you know what? That's sad, because you're about the best thing that's ever going to come down the pipe for him.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it here. You've got a true heart to give him.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? All
What's
I'm going to say is, you've got to keep your mind on the.
Yeah. There's one, the real purpose you're there is what matters, obviously.
Yeah, and for that, you're going to have
relationships,
they're
out there. You find another one. But the tournament's a tournament.
You've got to get your war face on for that.
Yeah, screw people.
Yeah, I know I can. I'm just hoping that we'll be able to rekindle this romance.
Yes, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to. Now, he also is going to use work as an excuse. He's going to say, oh, my buddies and I, we have to go rebuild a car engine or whatever, you know, and that message, you know, the subtext there is saying, well, Joanne, I'm really telling you, you're really not that important, you know.
Yeah.
So.
If he does that, that'll be a deal breaker for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I've
traveled all this way to see him, and I've told him a million times that, you know, yes, I'm here for pool, but I'm really, like, it's really about me to see him and give us that space and feel into it that we never have.
And have the guts to just show up and tell her why. You know, tell her, well, after all this time, I've lost my feelings, or, you know, I kind of do like somebody else. You know, but like they always say, a clean cut is better than a ragged tear. It heals better.
Mm-hmm.
So you deserve that. Well, I really think the problem is he really cares for you and it scares the shit out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but I see that you've got a winning spirit in you for what you're going to go do. And I think we're all going to be cheering you on from here. You should feel that energy coming to you.
Yes, absolutely. I'll be able to regroup. I'm confident that he is going to see me, like soon, today or tomorrow.
Okay, good.
I think once he gets into like that my vibe again, like he'll be able to relax and maybe open up, share some of that security to me, so I can reassure him. I think that's the ticket there.
And wear your yoga pants.
Oh, God, yes.
Don't forget that. They love those yoga pants.
I wear my yoga pants.
Lip readers. Woo! Camel Toe Express.
Oh, my God. That's
all right.
So do you think he will meet me, Deb? Do you see that in the cards?
I'm not seeing it as imminent, but I do feel that he cares very much for you, and there is a real strong possibility that you'll meet together. I just don't want to set you up for disappointment by saying, oh, yeah, you know.
I got this. Yeah. He's a bit conflicted, so I can understand why that would be showing up in the car.
So tell us now,
imminent,
Jimbo.
All right. I haven't even read the card. I just pulled it. Love is the subject. The heart of love is the heart of creation. All is possible through love. All is worthwhile for love. May all you think and feel reflect love's eternal truth. Not sure how you make the connection here, but like we said, might not even relate to anything anybody just talked about. It doesn't have to relate to anything we talked about.
If he sees love as a weakness, that man needs his head turned around. And you are a woman who I can tell feels the strength of love.
Yeah.
And even if we give it to somebody that says, I'm sorry, I don't feel the same or whatever, what's important is that we gave it freely, lovingly. And I think that makes us pretty good people when we can do that.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think it will be okay. It's just that he's got himself so worked up in his head right now.
Yes, he does. Let's see how it plays out before you go home.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, honey, good luck to you. Get out there and kick some ass.
Will do.
Figuratively
right,
speaking. Bye-bye, honey.
It is figuratively speaking.
She's adorable. And she's got that winning spirit. I love it.
I see it
in her cards.
If you're not a winner, you're a loser, they say.
Really?
That's right. If you don't finish first, you lost. You know, but some people
have
different
philosophies. What in the world were you all talking about?
Also.
Movies.
Immigrated, emigrated, integrated, irrigated, flatuated, right? They're immigrants. I figured they immigrated.
We're immigrants at heart, too, aren't we?
I think the whole world is.
We wouldn't be here.
I mean, let's look at the... They pretty much say the birth of man was in the continent of Africa. All the continents were located a lot differently. So everybody on Earth except people in Africa are immigrants. There you go. We're the only people that are true natives to their continent. Everybody else is bullshit. So there you go.
Who are we are?
No, I mean, everybody else. No matter, even the Native Americans. Like, yeah, you were here before white men, but you were somewhere else long before people really knew anything.
Well, if our place of origin going way back was Africa,
these continents were...
Yeah,
they moved around, they touched, they're still moving.
Did
They're still moving.
Did all the kings and queens stuff up in the UK and everything happen? You know,
what?
The kings and queens and the...
As far as... Depends on what you, how you want to look at ancient history. It isn't ancient, really, when all that happened. I mean, it depends on how, what your version of ancient is, how many hundreds of years or thousands of years. That, you know, England, a lot of the people invading them helped them unite. That happens very commonly in lands.
That's,
you know,
what did?
Well, they had the Romans coming in, and that didn't nobody, you know, then the Vikings. They had different, then England finally had to start coming together, you know.
Yeah, and they
to fight these ass wipes.
And they would arrange marriages between different.
Well, that was once they became. Yeah, that,
yeah.
I'm just saying. You know what? That went on forever.
Stopped. Yeah. What
was off of the head.
Who was that one? Not Mary, Queen of Scots. The other one that got her head cut off.
Antoinette?
No.
No, that was Mary, Queen of Scots. I don't know. A lot of, well, Henry VIII, then he'd chop half of his heads off and then exile the others. Henry VIII. Didn't he?
I keep thinking of hermits and their songs.
Oh, that's, yes.
Henry of Eve.
Yes. What? That must have been like a dream song. There's no other logic to that song.
I thought the Marie Antoinette movie done with, what's her name?
Rachel said Anne Berlin.
Anne Berlin. That's
who the hell is that?
That's it. That was the mistress to... King Henry, somebody, or...
The Eighth?
And he had a Spanish wife that he just put into exile somewhere. She was from Spain.
I, when you said Spanish wife, I was pretty certain she was from Spain.
Oh, well, yeah. But, I mean, he exiled her, and he went off with the little Anne Berlin, little slut cake there. Yeah. Kat Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, and the most latest movie they made on that, yeah.
And I loved how all the people stood around their wedding, you know, their honeymoon bed, and were watching to make sure the marriage got consummated.
All right,
so.
Back to the phone.
There's your history lesson.
Or maybe not really a lesson, maybe enough to make you think, God, these guys are idiots.
And you know, we never know if we were taught education or propaganda according to world history.
One,
way back in the
now day. You know a little bit more, but yeah, back in the day when there was no internet, and that's how dictators controlled people with propaganda and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you have everybody around you tells you these are the facts of life. Guess what you grew up thinking? These are the facts of life. That certain people is horrible because I was brought up and they told me that in school. You didn't have any other opportunity to broaden your mind.
You had no idea.
You had no clue. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, my parents said this. The government says this. My friends say this. Those species of whatever that culture of people, whatever they are, they should be killed because that's why I was brought up. I don't know better.
All righty.
Terrible. Terrible. It's like brainwashing, but, you know, on a long-term level. All right, here we go. We're going area code 520. Olisa.
Wow.
Hi, Lisa.
Welcome in.
Wow, this is my fix. I was going to withdraw. Hey, you two. Aww. Hey, you two. How
you
doing?
You too. Or hear you.
How you doing?
Never mind. How you doing?
Like Jonas.
How you doing? Yeah, how you doing? Right.
All right. Well, now... You got to, is there anything catching up you got to do now? It's been a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry. You guys do call it, unfortunately. I'm a little bit blushing. It's 3 days on, 3 days off, 3 days on, 3 days off. Right now it's on.
Yes. And then pretty soon it's going to be this, like the Roman emperor.
What is that known as? There's got to be.
I don't know.
That's known as, I think it's dysfunctional.
No.
You ask a stupid question, you get a stupid answer, Deb.
He might be right. He might be right. I'm trying one of my accents. Don't ask me what it is.
I have no clue what accent that is. I don't know. That's some kind of stoned Indonesian, Australian dude. I don't know what the hell that is.
Smart man make observation. Right on. Target.
It sounds like a gay New Englander, like a gay New England guy. Oh, wow, well, you're mom. All
right. So you're all up right now.
He's happy, happy, joy, joy right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're getting along and making dinner, and we're going to go out in the back and eat our dinner. And it's not a chicken dinner, winner, winner. No, no, it's not one of those. It's
what kind of dinner?
Different.
What are you eating?
It's a moo cow dinner. Put everything in the, you know, he gave me beef strips, so I put it in the crock pot with all
crock pot dinner. Well, the crock pot is great in this.
Sure.
Crock pot is
Yeah. So you don't heat up the kitchen, you know, and all the veggies. I put all the veggies in there. And I make a dynamite salad. And so there we have it.
You know, you can make this. So I did a story on this once for the big newspaper. You can make just about every single thing in a crock pot.
Yeah, it is.
Midday and dinner.
Yeah, if you actually, you don't have to buy the books anymore. You used to be able to buy crock pot cookbooks. You just go on the internet. You would be surprised the shit you can make in a crock pot.
You can make a cake in those things.
You can, they're awesome. And they're easy to clean because nothing, unless you really, really screw up, nothing really sticks too bad to it.
Yeah.
All right, so much for your crock pot infomercial. Here you go. Yes, indeed. And with the science that's coming out now, they got a little more programmable. Some of them got clamps with seals around them, so you can clamp it down and carry them without stuff spilling out.
In the bag.
Bag. That one, I've always been skeptical of that. You can buy those crock pot liner bags, and I'm thinking, if I just put a plastic bag in my crock pot, I'm heating the piss out of it. How is no chemicals getting my food? They're going to harm me someday.
Yeah.
Not a fan of the crock pot liners.
No. Well, that too. I question everything now.
Great though, but if you despise dishes, you pull that liner out, throw it away, and then it's really easy to wash that thing. It's just like whatever leaked through the bag.
And you know,
leached out of the plastic.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. Yeah.
So,
and I don't use liners.
No.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, the only place we have used them, a lot of times we used to keep them at work when we've had food events at work because kitchens are not really made for heavy-duty cleaning. So a lot of times we have used crock-pot liners at work because
it's easier.
The sink is this big, literally, in the kitchen. You can't get a crock-pot in there, so it's got to be, But anyway, all right, so we talked about the pros and cons of crock-pot cooking. How about
What can we look for?
International shout out to Suzanne from the land of the Scots. All right, real quick, back to Lisa.
Well, you know, what did the card say, Deb? I mean, it's just someone that I lost, I forgot to mention, and all the hilarity of the shows that I call in, I was very close to. It's an older person, much older. They were 90 years old, and so... he next door has been kind of a shoulder to lean on in that way, because sometimes it hits me out of the blue, you know, that individual is gone. So, and it came unexpectedly, and they died in their sleep, and so it's
if they died in their sleep, what could be a more beautiful death than that?
I mean, it's not much of a comfort, but. At least there was no suffering. If you can maybe take that, that'll help a little bit. Say, I want to die in my sleep. That'd be great. Might not be great for my friends and family, but that'd be great for me. I don't want to be driving down the road and interstate whatever, going 90 miles an hour and have a heart attack and kill 15 people and kids and everything.
Exactly.
I'd rather die in my sleep.
You know, that that was told to me when I went in for one of my MRIs. The woman behind the counter at the MRI clinic said that exactly – same thing happened. Someone had a stroke, and it was a mini car pileup, and the location
absolutely.
That we were T-boned. And
right.
So these things happen.
And
they
I
do
hate
happen.
To say it
yes.
myself, but I think elderly people are detrimental on the road.
Yeah, and I don't want to knock anybody. They have more driving experience, all of us combined, but I think there's a certain age that you should have to go through a phase. All right, we got to do a quick little interview to see. Go to DMV, we have to do an interview every year, and if they look at you and say, I think we need to road test you every year, then I think it should be that, not automatic renewal. Because I'll tell you what, I don't want to, I'm getting on a soapbox right now, and I don't fucking understand this. I'm actually going to swear.
That's right.
Every time, and I don't get it. Every time I see a handicap plate, that's a physical thing. They drive like they're fucking handicapped in their brain.
Good or bad? I mean,
no, horrible. It's like your legs might not work or something. There's some reason you're physically handicapped. God bless you. I understand. You don't have to drive like you're. I don't know. Like you can't even see. Like you're blind. And if you're blind, you shouldn't be driving. They drive horrible when I see those plates.
Horrible. Oh, yeah.
No, a lot of times the people that get those plates are 900 years old. They probably babysat Moses, some of those people, you know, that, and they shouldn't be driving before they got a handicap plate because they can't walk or see.
Oh, no, I totally.
The spitter part, they're
wearing
diapers.
Yeah.
They can't do shit. They're so goddamn old. They shouldn't be driving a car down the interstate. All right,
Off
the soapbox.
Yeah. And, you know, I totally agree with you. Totally. You know, I was going to say, I forgot, I did have a little bit of a explosion this morning as far as somebody that is part of this neighborhood coffee. He's my girlfriend. She's my girlfriend. And he had, what did he say? He said something to me. He brought her name up because I was talking to the marriage partner of the person that had passed on the phone. And then when I ended the conversation, my neighbor had offered my girlfriend's name up as me consulting with her. And I said, you know, I have that experience. I am, I've worked in that area, so I understand. Anyway, so there was a little bit of an exchange, and I said, you know, you're this and this, and it doesn't make sense to me that you would bring her name up. And then he said, well, you know, she means nothing to me. So we had that kind of exchange. And
this was with the
her friend?
The neighbor?
Yeah, and then the neighbor told me, he said, I'm going to say something to you in love. And then he made a statement to me that she means no more to him than the man next door. And I'm just in a horrible mood. I was in a horrible mood. I was
That's very cryptic. That's very cryptic.
You know, that we're all friends is what's going on. We're not, there's no hidden agenda as far as, you know, having a crush on a woman or that kind of thing. Anyway, so we had that and it blew over and then we went on with, you know, doing errands and stuff. So I don't know.
Errands.
I'm feeling fine. So
okay.
Do the cards say anything?
I'm putting them down. While I'm laying them down, can I ask you a question with no judgment?
Uh-oh. Stand by. No, I'm just kidding. I'm trying to scare you. But go ahead.
My question is, what point in terms of, say, this relationship, would you feel secure and safe? Would it be and non-jealous? I mean, you would feel so completely...
That's a tough question to answer for a lot of people.
Well, I think, you know what?
I would have a hard time.
I've stated certain things that have come up. They were like cornerstones. And so the other day when I had brought that other thing up and I said, don't do that ever in front of me again. And, you know, so I made that clear. And then this morning, you know, I brought it up and I had, you know, I had a actual declaration of, you know, I just won't tolerate it kind of bullshit thing.
Okay.
And then he was telling me, you know, I talked to you in love, you know, and this is not something that I'm feeling and, you know, toward her. And, you know, she doesn't mean anything to me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I understand. I can see that. It was just, I'm in an emotional state right now where I'm just feeling, you know, I just had it with a lot of stuff. And I,
went overboard. That was it. And but I make my feelings clear. You know, I don't tolerate whatever. You know, take it on my terms, or we come to agreement, or, you know, we know which each of us is coming from.
I guess for me, the most secure moment in a relationship is when you, the two of you are engaged. Don't ask me why, but if I am engaged, I have nothing but complete trust in that other person.
Yeah. Yeah, and I do now, really, because he has stated to me this morning, he was making it very clear. He said, I'm talking to you in love. And he said very clearly to me, and he kept coming back to me. You know, he'd walk away, and then he kept coming back and making statements to me about, you know, I'm saying this to you in love, and that kind of thing. He doesn't mean anything to me.
All right, Deb.
Okay, well.
You got the a lot of black cards. That doesn't necessarily mean anything.
I don't really look at it that way.
I know, right. You got, I'm just saying. Somebody has known nothing about your cards. You're like, ooh. But you're right. That doesn't mean shit.
Well, the different suits do mean something.
But, yeah, they do, but yeah. Not like just looking at it. Right.
I got to tell you something that I think is going to freak you out.
Uh-oh. Stand
I think
by.
Your neighbor... On some intuitive level, he knows another man is coming for you. And there is. But this guy knows it.
And, you know, a lot of people, not, yeah. And I agree with her. A lot of people yeah. kind of sense, and they try to put their head in the sand and bury it. And not necessarily that, but they know that their relationship path is slowly coming to an end. Mm-hmm. And they want to deny it. They don't want to talk about it. They put their head in the sand. So I could see that for a fact that you're seeing that. That's very common. I've been in one or two relationships. And sometimes you know that they're on the road to a dead end. But you kind of want not that dead end to come too soon if you're having it, you know, if you really like that person.
Well, right. And first of all, I think, Lisa, I think it was you. I hope I'm not confusing you with another recipient. But didn't you say he didn't want children of his own?
I don't remember.
Oh, God, no, he didn't say that.
He said he didn't
want to be
or some shit like
he didn't
that.
Want to be a babysitter.
He didn't want to be a babysitter.
Yeah, but if you two...
Oh, man, if you saw my grandkid, you wouldn't want to be a babysitter either.
Well, I'll babysit your grandkid. I'll babysit your damn grandkid. He'll frickin' United States Marine be squared away after a frickin' few a week or two. I'll square his ass away. He'll be saying, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. It won't take long.
That's why when my kids were young, the four or five of them, at that time, we used to have one really nice babysitter. She was adorable, and we had a mean babysitter.
Yep.
Her name was Tanya.
I don't remember
and
her.
And she was, well, just think of Tanya Harding's The Skater's mother.
I never saw the movie.
Oh, my God. And we'd say to the kids, well, we're going to go out now tonight. And remember, we're having this nice babysitter come. They were so happy, and we said, if this goes badly, Tanya's coming next time. No, no, Mommy. I couldn't stand her. She was like a female retired drill sergeant.
Major Payne. I love that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Such a great movie.
That was good.
It never won any awards. It was stupid, but it was funny as hell. Major Payne.
Who played that role?
One of the Wayans brothers. I don't remember which one. Yes. See Major Payne if you haven't seen it.
And how he disciplined those kids.
Yeah, he had kids that were like there for different reasons.
They were
like
all bad.
Bad kids, and he was like, yeah, he was pissed off because he's a Marine. He wanted to be out there fighting and killing, and they made him do that stuff. But it was good.
Yeah,
and
good.
You know, those brothers are all funny as shit, so it was a good movie.
So that's all I've got to say is I think that what's happening is this relationship is beginning very gradually to head to a sunset. And in a way, it kind of needs to because you do have another man coming.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And if it's kind of heading, it's not like on a catastrophic down the tubes thing. It could still be a fun ride for a while and pleasant and enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, sometimes a person senses that the beginning of the end is happening, but they don't want to talk about it because it's not like tomorrow. So you can still have good times and enjoy each other for a long time.
And it's not for another woman on his part.
No.
It's because he feels it for you.
It's because, you know, sometimes you really click with somebody, but you can tell it's not going to last forever. It just isn't. It isn't meant to be forever.
Yeah, he's kind of had a certain purpose.
And it's not sex. I'm not even talking about the sex.
No, it's about being there to help.
Sometimes
you
just, you connect, but you know it's not a lifetime connection.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. And then one person realizes it before the other. But you like so much when it's great together, you don't want to really even go down that road and think about the end. That's normal. So she doesn't have to think about it, but you see it. You see him kind of picking it up. Right?
Yeah, I do.
He's picking it up, and if he's really doesn't want it to happen anytime soon, then he's going to kind of try to push it away.
I think he
push it away.
He wants her to have more, but remember, this man has had abandonment issues, and it'll get triggered by you going with somebody else. And that's the part where, at first, they go through these stages. There's the one stage where they just treat you like you're a queen. And when they realize you're not going to give up the other guy, then they start to get a little ugly with you.
And, you know, and ultimately, you can sympathize, empathize, whatever the hell word you want to use with the other person. It's not your fault that they went through that as a young person.
It's not.
It's not your fault.
And here's the thing.
You don't have to feel responsible if they have issues like
that. He praises his mother as having been, like, Mary, the Madonna.
More of the head in the sand, right?
And that can often be an indication of a mother that was really neglectful. And
one way or the other. You can define that as many ways, neglectful.
Yeah.
One way.
You know, I do wonder about that. I do, and sometimes, I do wonder.
Right.
I do wonder. You're right.
And you may never, ever know.
Unless somebody away from, like a...
That's the only source you could trust.
Yeah,
is somebody
else.
Somebody that does not have an interest that knows his family. Because you can't trust him because he's human. He's going to tell you his side of the story. You can't trust somebody that maybe was close to the mother that was neglectful.
Look at that chick that you did that song. Oh, come on. She just died. What was her name?
Sinead O'Connor?
Yeah. Have you followed any of the stories about interviews she gave? That girl came through hell and high water. A mother that didn't just spank her, beat the shit out of her, kicked her. Her mother would be on, like, on the phone and standing on her, on the child's vagina. She lived out in a garden for some years. Now, I'm not saying that Sinead was praising her mother. It's just an example, you know, that sometimes we don't know where people really came from.
You don't. And you have to decide on your own how much of that, you know, it's not your responsibility at a certain point. I believe that if somebody doesn't want to really necessarily help themselves at a certain point, especially when children, they don't know. But if you're an adult, not like 20 years old, if you're an adult like 40, 50 years old and you've got some issues and you haven't sought help, then a potential partner shouldn't have to suffer because you have problems.
Or like
they shouldn't have to do it if you don't want to get help.
Child of alcoholics on one. There may be several of you out there, not more.
When were you born? Ish.
Ooh.
Anybody that was born in the 50s or 60s, there's a 90% chance one of your parents were an alcoholic. Everybody drank and smoked back then. Or both. Everybody in our era, one or two of them were. That's just the way it was.
But you got...
It was.
You got used to the chaos.
You just worked around.
You know, in fact...
Yeah.
In fact, it was weird when people did not drink. It was weird.
It was.
They were thought to be weird if they did not drink.
If my ass was born during Prohibition, I'd probably be a billionaire right now. I'd have been out there freaking running that shit.
I was a 7-year-old bartender at these cocktail parties that my parents had.
Because the tail of the cork.
they were all, you know, it'd be a standing room only thing in somebody's house, and they had the kids serving the booze.
Well, and one of the easiest thing is you can teach, you can, as soon as the kid can walk, I don't understand banquet English, you can teach a kid to go to the fridge and fetch you a beer. you can teach them that. It's, you know, go get me a beer, go get me a beer. And kids love to do stuff. Once they learn how to, they think it makes them feel older. Oh, dad wants a beer. I'm going to go get it. I'll get it. They love it. And dad's like, cool, I don't have to get off the couch. It's great. Because they had no remote controls. Remember?
You were the remote
control. You teach the kid how to change the channel. You teach the kid how to work bunny ears back in the days if needed. Yes.
And my dad was a sports bookie. So he'd have the main TV for one channel. Then there'd be another TV up here.
I believe
that.
And
another one over here. Because
sure.
He had to watch all the things that were going on. You know, and he would then have me take the book of bets after it was all over, out in and go burn it. Go burn it. So even kids, we were involved in criminal
activity.
That
was a book. That would be a book that all the debts were settled. You wouldn't have burned a book with the open debts.
No, they were all settled.
They were settled, so you burned it. Yep. As a good bookie would.
Yeah, he'd say, take this, don't look at it, you just burn it.
And that's why there's a lot of illegal stuff that goes on where people refuse to do it on computers. They still do it at the old school because of that. Because computers leave tracks.
Yeah.
A lot of people that are doing stuff like that, they still go, I put it on paper. Well, you're an old timer. No, I put it on paper because I can burn that shit when everything's good.
And it seems like no matter how advanced we become in society, we can't seem to knock crime down. It's just out there.
There's been crime since it's been like
before
Christ was born, there's been crime. So if you believe it all, I'm just saying. All right.
Okay, so.
So what do you see in her next, let's sum it up in the next 24 hours.
I am not seeing another skirmish.
Let's say 48 hours because we probably won't be here till Friday.
I call it a skirmish, but it wouldn't be a skirmish.
Conflict. Yeah. Just call it a conflict. So you don't see anything soon.
Except your brother. Your brother's here. Boy, he's madder than a hornet.
Yeah, not, you know, I understand that feeling, too. He knows that you're choosing wrong. And it's like a father would, too. A father would be like, and you know what?
Well,
and you
Deb,
know, the kid's going to
keep doing the
wrong thing.
Jimbo's right. And, you know, Deb, I have to call you for a reading. I was going to call you, and then I got off track, and so I'm going to call you. But, you know, you do see my brother. He's very wrapped up in stuff right now. He's got a lot of stuff going on. And actually, he was,
So it's not always about you. It's
But what you're saying might be some of what plays into it, maybe. I don't know. We've been talking. There's a lot that he and I have had to talk about because that individual that died affected us. And, you know, we all die. From the time we're born, we're getting ready to die, right? We all die.
Absolutely.
All die.
As soon as you are born, you're already dying. That is a fact.
Jack.
That's the circle of life. That's evolution. If that didn't happen, if we all lived forever, first of all, the planet would have died from overpopulation. And second of all, we wouldn't have evolved and, you know, people are, Adam and Eve, okay, remember, people were dumbasses when they wrote the Bible. They didn't understand things, but
hey, you know what Larry King on his show?
You can overcome shit.
You offended.
You know what?
Such a large population.
What statement did I offend a bunch of people?
He says
about?
They were stupid when they wrote the Bible.
Because they were.
You know
come
what?
On. Think about it. The people that wrote the Bible, guess what? They weren't at the Garden of Eden. They weren't there. Newsflash. It wasn't Adam, and it wasn't fucking you, and it wasn't God that wrote the Bible.
Wasn't
it King James? Wasn't it King James? There was a bunch of dead people and all that stuff. But anyway, all the people weren't
there.
You know
what, Larry?
They gave it their best shot.
Go ahead.
What Larry King said when he was in his heyday toward the end of his decline, he was interviewing Sylvia Brown on his show. I guess she was one of his favorites. And he said, so, Sylvia, when we die, we're all in that place. Our souls go to that place that, where you're communicating with everyone. He says, it must be very crowded up there.
I would like to know what Sylvia had to say to that.
She just nodded. She didn't much say nothing. That
was
why
kind of
she just nodded and say yes.
what?
She was kind of a snotty little bitch because she was had so many rich people paid her money for stuff.
And those three girls that were held for 10 years.
Arrogant, snotty bitch.
In Cleveland. She
told
the mother of one who was crying in her audience. I threw every pillow off the sofa and stuff at the TV. She said, I just told you your daughter is dead. And I thought, boy, are you hard-hearted.
You know, her son.
Yeah, I know.
Well, she has passed on to another world.
Yeah. And when she passed and her son tried to make a go of it on Blog Talk, he's disappeared now, so I don't know what he's doing. If he's working at one of those convenience stores now, who knows?
Oh, yeah, you're right about him. Wasn't he in trouble financially or legally for something?
Just as a caveat.
The son, her son, remember he's trying to carry on the business?
Yeah, I'll get right back to that. But that girl was not dead. She was one of the three that was being held by that
cat. Yeah, that's why you brought that up because she was
horrible.
She was dead wrong.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Dead wrong, dead
son. I don't think her son was really any better. Yeah.
No, he was probably the only thing he saw in his eyes were the dollars.
Yeah.
He probably couldn't answer the question about himself. He was such a dumbass. He didn't have any gift.
Well, you know, she brought him in toward the end. She was trying to bring him in toward the end, and they would do shows together.
Right.
And I guess it's just, you don't, where is he? I mean, he's fallen off the edge of the planet. You don't hear about him anymore.
No, well, hopefully he tucked away enough of that money because he's probably not going to get any more unless he got good business investments.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to come to that guy and ask for any kind of advice except what not to do. He
might still have a website out there.
I think you saw something once upon a time many years ago. You looked into it.
He was still
charging
as much as his mother.
Yeah.
And I really don't want to like to speak ill of the dead unless it's Hitler or Mussolini.
I got you. She wasn't like burning puppies at night to light her backyard. I got you. Well, they said Nero did that. I think it was Nero.
Oh God.
He would like burn Christians on stakes to light his backyard. Nero.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Oh, Jesus.
Nero, you know. Some have said, and they made some really little connections that the Antichrist in the Book of Revelation was referencing him, some people have said, and there's been some kind of reason why. Because he was that bad of an asshole.
Have you ever actually seen somebody who's been impaled?
Vlad! That's Vlad the Impaler, who they think that's Dracula was named
after. I don't know if it's still in existence, but during the first Gulf War, there was a website called ogrish.com. Yeah, and they had pictures in there, photos of, like, children impaled, but they were, like, on fences. And they had others that were on, like, a stick or whatever. And I thought, how do you even conceive of doing that to somebody?
Well, that's very ancient.
Is it?
Yeah, it's very ancient practice. Not a good, I didn't say it was great practice, but that's a Vlad the Impaler. That's a real person.
So back to you, Lisa.
I launched the scammer, everybody.
We went on a road trip. It was lovely.
Woo-hoo.
I hope you all enjoyed the scenery.
We need to go. I got to work tomorrow, so.
Yeah. Listen,
let's wrap it.
Listen.
Sorry, folks.
I don't see an argument erupting that is perceivable. It doesn't mean it won't.
Yeah, you don't see it. That's a big one. You don't see it, and it's based on you guys have like a cycle, it probably won't because you have an actual known cycle of unhappiness and happiness.
You still have that man in your midst who is jealous of you being with the neighbor.
And he's a mighty good man, isn't he?
No, he's...
Oh, that's the other one.
Okay.
Oh, that's a different one.
Caesar, what'd you call him?
The Sultan, the gay Sultan, or
The flaccid. Oh my God,
it was flaccidity. My bad, I'm not gayness. It was flaccidity.
Yeah.
Flaccid.
All right,
Sultan.
Well, I think we're gonna have. Yeah, let me know if you need a private session.
I do need one. I'm gonna contact you. You saw the flaccid Sultan? You saw him in the cards?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He's still pissed off
at
you.
Because you're
not a Jim, not a Jimbo, but at me.
Right. Yeah. He's not pissed off at me. I haven't pissed off Mr. Nassim Sultan. I have not pissed, and he's not the Sultan of Sweden either. Like the diary. He's not the Sultan of Sweden. Yep.
He wants you out of the picture because he really thinks he can sway your neighbor. Because
he's looking for some schnitzelgruben.
In his lair. Yeah. He wants him in his lair.
He says, get your whisker biscuit the hell out of here. I want some beaters.
Well, you know what? I got news for him. It ain't never going to happen. I'm sorry. Even if I weren't around, it ain't going to happen. He's not into them.
Well, you don't know what would happen after you would have moved
on. No, I think her husband, what a Freudian slip there. I think her neighbor would have better taste than him. I can already tell.
Yeah.
Okay. We have cards. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know shit about that.
No. I think he's, I want to throw up, you know.
Is he?
You have permission to puke.
Is he swishy? You know?
No, he's not swishy, but he's, I don't like him. You know, he comes on and it's real easy to poke at him when he says something. I respond, you know, he thinks that he's everything and a bag of chips, and he's not. And when he leaves, you know, I was pulling out examples because he doesn't know my background. He thinks that I'm some whatever. And he doesn't know my background, and I haven't said anything to him. And so he thinks he's shining us on. And so when he leaves, I tell my neighbor this and this and this. I point it out to him, and I talk to him about it. And I said, this is stupid, you know, what he's talking about. He doesn't – his head is up his ass. But I don't say – anyway, it's fun to poke fun at the bear. Did you see those sun bears that are dressed as men or men are dressed as sun bears?
Yes, are they really men in China?
What the hell are you guys? How did you guys just jump to freaking tangent?
She's got an 80.
That's what the flaccid dude reminds me of, the flaccid Sultan. You know, he's just dressed up and
all right.
He has nowhere to go.
Already then.
They have people dressed up as bears in a zoo.
You sure it's China?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
He's all dressed up and has nowhere to go.
And you can tell it's a human being in a bear suit.
And why are they doing it?
I don't know.
But come on, there's got to be some fucking reason why they're doing it.
Come on.
There's got to be a reason. They don't just do it. I think I'll go to a zoo and dress up as a bear. There's got to be some kind of end game to people doing that. Especially if it's more than one. If it's one person, okay, all right.
No, but there's like four of them.
If there's a bunch of people, there has to be an end game. Maybe just to be on the internet. It could be that simple. They want to get filmed to be on the internet. It could be that simple. Nowadays.
So I asked the Flaccid Sultan when he was here the other day, and we were all in the backyard, and he was showing. I said, what's that ring on your finger there, Flaccid Sultan? I don't address him like that. Use another name. And
You could. You got nothing to lose.
I said, did I miss the part at the party? Because we had gone to that party. I said, did I miss the part at the party where everybody was lined up, taking a knee and kissing your ring? So that's what I do with him. And he's an easy target.
He despises you. He loathes you. Loathes.
Well, it's okay.
Well, if he's trying to get some sausage and you're putting up if you're putting up a sausage block, he's going to hate her.
What is that called? A cock hole? A cock block?
Cock block. It's cock block. That goes back to the 90s, maybe even earlier, the cock blocking. Yeah. Yep.
Well, yes. And I think that man honestly thinks in his whatever kind of head he's got, pea brain, that he's got a chance if you hit the road.
Well, yeah, you can see that, everybody. You can see that to anybody that desires a person that has a significant other in their life. In your brain, you're going to think, if that significant other goes away, my chances go up. And they might go up, but it might be like a 0.01%, so it won't matter.
I've often wondered, maybe somebody out there is smart enough who has the answer. Why do we become obsessed with somebody we can't have?
Yeah. Well, that's
you
a
know
whole
what?
Different game. That's
yeah. I'm not a Sylvia Brown, but I can tell you this. The neighbor ain't going to have none. He's not going to sit at that guy's table like that. He doesn't want the Sultan flaccid or flaccid Sultan or
what. This is like Kevin Spacey, one of his accusers in England, said.
Well,
he woke up and Kevin Spacey was giving him a you know, oral sex.
He was playing the skin flute.
Yeah, while he was asleep.
Wow, that's pretty sick shit.
Yeah, well, you know. So your neighbor better watch out for the blasted.
They always say one man's pleasure is another man's poison, so that's not sick shit to somebody.
And he got off. How about that? I was hoping that your judges over there, calling that, were going to just hammer him.
Both courts are very similar. We modeled our courts after theirs.
Yeah. Oh.
We didn't pull shit out of our ass and invent anything. We modeled our stuff after where we came from, England.
Oh, so we're, no.
We're their little stepchildren.
Oh, yeah, we are.
We are.
I remember,
we said, oh, that was kind of cool stuff, and we tweaked things a little bit different.
Yeah, and I wonder if your old people over there, like in the UK, if they don't like us because we're upstarts, because we didn't want to play fair. We wanted to.
Those people are dead.
Like, well, they're older. Look at what Lance ran into.
Well, those people were alive. Most people were alive when we bombed. Fuckers during the War of 1812 are not alive anymore, Dave. Okay, got it?
But I'm saying through the generations. Look at how Japanese people hate.
Well, the Asian people have been warring for thousands of years. That's a whole different ballgame.
Rachel says we're England's babies.
Yeah.
But we were unruly.
Step babies. Well,
follow their rules.
That is the problem. When you are a world superpower way back in those days, you have all sorts of colonies over there, and you lose control of them because it takes you a lot. How long does it take to send a ship over with troops? Forever. Now you can fly shit over nowadays.
Yeah.
So somebody gets unruly, you can't send troops over. It might take a freaking 6 to 8 weeks, depending on how far away they are. And it's too late maybe by then.
Yeah, maybe so. But they've got to look. Some of those very conservative types from way back, they got to look at how we have
anymore.
Defiled, you know, their rule. What was the deal? They wanted us all to be, what, Unitarians, or what was
they just term? Wanted us to not be a different country. They wanted us to be England. We were supposed to be England, and not, we were traitors.
Why didn't they just try and sink our ships? Or did
that was the Revolutionary War, in the War of 1812. All that shit did happen, okay? The problem is like it did with us in Vietnam and other places, people got tired of it. It was never going anywhere. And the people were, like, pissed off, and the Parliament said, we're done with this Revolutionary War shit.
Yeah, they probably lost.
Because we're putting all this money and all this shit in. France is fucking jumping in, fucking with us. We hate France. The people are like, we're done. We are fucking done. Parliament said the war's over. King got pissed off. I think I'll go not be a king. Didn't matter. He didn't have the authority that everybody thought he had.
Yeah, they're just figureheads, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, we had a little bit. Remember that? What was that? What was that? The Magna Carta is when they kind of, that's when that first started going downhill. When the Parliament started ruling over the kings, the Magna Carta shit. I don't think we need to have history 101 here.
What? I don't know. I think we all enjoy it because we've led such different, you know, cultural lives. Boy, who said this? Catherine, smart lady. She said, Canada, Australia, and the U.S. were England's rebel children who bounced.
Yeah. Well, that's what's going to happen after a while. It's going to happen, especially when you start just pissing them off. Even though they had the right to piss them off, they said all these taxes, like, what are you fucking taxing us for? And they're like, you got a lot of shit going on. We need money. And they're like, well, we don't give a shit. We're over here. And like, well, but you're part of Canada. You're part of England.
We were paying taxes to England.
Yeah, and they said, well, you are England. They said, well, what kind of not? They said, well, you are. We're not. We're now. You're not. They said, well, fuck it. We're not. Declaration of Independence. That's really what it was, if you want to sum it up.
Did that all start in New England?
And they said, taxation, well, representation. We don't have people over there in Parliament. They said, well, being part of England, you always represented it. And they didn't. That's bullshit, they said. That's bull crap. We're done with you, fuckers.
Yes. And then you all turned Australia into what did they
call that was a prison state. That was a different. That was nothing to do with then. Like after that, that was a long time ago. But you know what? like I was saying, Ellis Island, look at all that. You know when all that immigration shit was big time? Guess who half the people coming through there were? Criminals that were fleeing the fuck out of the country they were at. That's normal. Same with that whole stuff when Cuba said, hey, guys, they said, you know what, Cuba, if you, you can give us all your refugees. And Cuba said, oh, we'll give you some refugees, all right. First of all, we'll empty our prisons into Miami. You know, some of the people were legitimate families, but they also emptied a lot of criminals in there.
God.
And that didn't work out too good for Miami. It still isn't. So, all right. We got to do this.
All right, Jim's got to go.
When you got to go, you got to go, right?
Yeah.
There's only 4 minutes left anyway. So you know what they say.
Good night, sweetheart. Where
to our blog talk
to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, whoa, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
All right, the show is over, folks. The Block Talk
Land. Bring it, Bowser.